set meat out inside the house, and then you could keep meat. But you can't keep meat now if you spread it in the house because it's too much gas heat. And it would be cold back there. And the next morning, he'd get up and trim the meat. And we cut it up, and my grandma would make lard out of it.
Yes.
And then when the cracklings could cook brown, she would strain this lard and pour it into the can. And when it cooled, we put them in that closet.
Mm-hmm.
And then my granddaddy would salt that meat down in that box. And as we needed that meat, they'd go in there and get it out.
Now that was a meat box.
Yes, ma'am.
For storage for the meat.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
It wasn't a barrel like the...
No, ma'am, this was a box.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Lucille, the last time we talked, we were talking about storage of meat, and we talked about some different terms for buildings, I believe. Let's perhaps review just a little bit. Would you tell me again what some of the buildings would be on a farm? That is, what sort of buildings would you have on a farm? Let's say you lived on a farm today. What would some of the buildings be?
A barn. And cow pens.
Cow pen?
Yeah.
All right.
And in the cow pen, that's where they build them. Stall, you know, for the milk. And the break. They make the break in there.
The break for, what is the break for, Lucille?
The milk the cow in. That's to keep it from kicking you. See, when
uh-huh.
she kick back, she can't kick you. And then on the, you make the break on one side of it. And then on the other side, you can put her in there, you know, to keep her in out the rain. And then more some of the barns, you know, they have a place inside of that. They have another place in there with a little door. And they can go in there and sleep. And they call that a stable.
I see.
And they well, when they have mule barns, they'll make a long one like that, and then it, counting how many mules you got, each one of them have a stable to go in. Yes, some people call them a stall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But this break you're speaking of is where the milking is done. Is
that's
that right?
Yes,
where
ma'am. That's where you run the cow up in there to stand while you're milking them. And it's used on the outside to break you. It's the bowls on each side. And there's a place in where you milk and then she can't turn her head back to hit you with her head or either kick you.
I see. And you call that the...
Milk break.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Lucille, on the farm, where would you keep your hogs and pigs? What would you call the place where you would keep hogs and pigs?
A hog pen.
All right, did this have a shelter, that is a cover over it, a hog pen, or would this be out in the open?
No, ma'am, the hog pen is just out in the open, and then on the corner of it, you build one place that with it over, and that's where they keep the rain off from.
One section of
yes,
the
ma'am.
Hog pen yes, does
ma'am.
Have...
Yes, ma'am, on one end of it.
All right.
Yes, you fix the place there for to keep the rain out.
All right. Let's see now. Back to the some more of the buildings. The building that you would store corn in.
The crib.
You call it the crib.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And building... or part of a building where grain would be stored, what would that be called?
In the barn.
Right in the barn.
Yes, ma'am. It's all made of matter like, but the barn, you would have a smooth floor where you could spread the wheat. You know, you spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bag it up when you get ready to go to the mill.